In today's gospel, Christ overcomes Satan by his fidelity to the Father.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached him and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Deacon Doug.
Friends, I came across a story recently about a man who decided for Lent he was going to give up sweets. I think we've all been there before. On Ash Wednesday, he was very serious about it. Thursday went very well. Friday, even better. But on Saturday morning, he drove to work and found himself, completely by accident, pulling into the parking lot of a bakery. So he prayed, "Lord, if you want me to have a donut, please give me a parking spot right in front of the bakery." And as you would know, after 8 circles around the bakery, he found that spot. It was a miracle, an absolute miracle. Now, we all laugh because we recognize ourselves in that story. Lent has a way of revealing not only our good intentions, but also our very creative excuses. And that is why the church gives us this gospel at the beginning of Lent. Matthew tells us that Jesus is led by the Spirit into the desert, not because he has sinned and not because he has failed, but because the desert is where truth is revealed. The desert strips everything away, comfort, distraction, control. And it is in that emptiness that the devil appears. It's important for all of us to remember that temptation itself is not sin. Even Jesus is tempted. What is important is how we respond to that temptation. The devil comes to Jesus at his weakest moment after 40 days of fasting and offers him these 3 temptations. They are ancient, but yet they are very modern, and we deal with them ourselves. The first temptation sounds reasonable. You are hungry. You have power. Take care of yourself. However, this is the temptation to put our immediate needs and desires ahead of obedience and trust. We hear it today when we say, "I know what God asks, but this is what I need right now." Or, "I'll worry about the faith later. I'm in search of my own comfort." Or, "Surely God understands why I need to do this." Jesus answers this by reminding us all that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. That is why the church begins Lent with fasting, not as a punishment, but as clarity. Fasting reminds us that our deepest hunger is really not physical. Every hunger we feel points beyond itself to God. The second temptation brings Jesus to the top of the temple. The devil dares him to throw himself down and trust God to rescue him. This is the temptation to test God, to demand proof, to treat faith like an insurance policy versus a relationship with God. We fall into this when we say, God, if you love me, please fix my problem right now. Or if my prayer isn't answered in the way I want it, I'll stop trusting you. Or I'll take the risk because God will forgive me later. But Jesus refuses. And why does he refuse? Because faith is not about manipulation. Trust is about surrendering. Lent invites us to stop bargaining with God and start listening to him. And in the third temptation, the devil shows Jesus all the kingdoms of the world: power, success, influence, and says, all this can be yours if you only worship me. This is the temptation of false kingdoms, the belief that security, control, wealth, success will save every one of us. We recognize it when we think, if I just get a little more control, I'll finally have the peace that I'm looking for. Or once I have enough money and I'm successful, then I'll focus on God. Or even everyone compromises, why shouldn't I? Jesus responds clearly and decisively, only God is worthy of worship. Here's the good news, friends. Jesus does not face temptation to shame us. He faces it to walk with us. He enters our struggle. He shows that temptation can be resisted. And he reminds us that we never fight it alone. The same Spirit who led Jesus into the desert walks with us every day and through Lent, especially in our weaknesses. So what does this mean for us here in our parish during Lent? Well, friends, let me offer three concrete actions for each one of these, for each temptation. First, choose an intentional fast, not a vague one, an intentional one. Maybe less screen time, maybe fewer Amazon impulse purchases, or as the bishop mentioned, maybe one simple meal each week, and let that discomfort become prayer. Say to yourself, Lord, you are what I truly need. Second, commit to daily prayer, even briefly. We don't have to be perfect, but we have to be faithful to it. 5 minutes with the scripture, a decade with the rosary, silence before bed. Don't test God, meet God. And third, identify and renounce one false kingdom. Ask yourself honestly, what is the kingdom I'm tempted to put ahead of God every day? It might be work that consumes everything. It might be the need to always be right, to have financial security, comfort, routine. Choose one specific attachment, and each week of Lent, make a deliberate act of renunciation. Set a firm boundary around work on Sundays. Choose presence over productivity. Say no when you would usually say yes. Let go of something that represents control that we all desire. This is not about guilt. It's about reordering our hearts. No kingdom, no success, no security, no influence or wealth is worth trading for fidelity to God. At the end of today's gospel, the devil leaves Jesus and angels come to minister him. That promise is there for us as well. If we stay in the desert with Christ, if we resist that lie of comfort and control and success, that all of that will save us. If we choose faithfulness over shortcuts, then grace will meet us. Pope Benedict XVI once said, the real temptation is to remove God, to order our lives and the world on our own, relying solely on our own abilities. And that's the seduction behind every shortcut, every false kingdom, and every compromise. Lent calls us back to the truth that we were never meant to save ourselves. So may this Lent not be about perfection, but about direction, not about proving ourselves, but trusting God. And may we emerge from these 40 days more free, more faithful, and more deeply rooted in the one who alone gives life and conquers temptation for all of us. May God bless you.